Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting second. The second baseman, Glenn Beckert. Batting third. The right fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Tommy Davis. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jim Hickman. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Joe Pepitone. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Paul Popovich. Batting eighth. The catcher, Randy Hundley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ken Holtzman. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Ken Holtzman. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Leroy Stanton. Batting second. The second baseman, Wayne Garrett. Batting third. The left fielder, Cleon Jones. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Don Clendenin. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Ron Swoboda. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Joe Foy. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jerry Grote. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bud Harrelson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gary Gentry. Pitching for the New York Mets, Gary Gentry. And now, play ball. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger hits a fly ball into center field. Stanton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert hits a line drive towards first. Clendenin reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Leroy Stanton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanton hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Williams, who is chasing the ball. Stanton reaches third base with a triple. Rod Gasper pinch runs for Leroy Stanton. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett takes first base on ball four. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Gasper scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Mets. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin hits a fly ball into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Rod Gasper now playing center field. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis takes first base on ball four. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Foy fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clendenin scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Pepitone for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Davis. Swoboda reaches second base with a double. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Swoboda moves to third. One out. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Holtzman fields it and throws to home to get Swoboda. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Holtzman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Paul Popovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Popovich hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley hits a fly ball into center field. Gasper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Holtzman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holtzman bunts towards first. Clendenin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 1 in the game. Kessinger hits a fly ball into center field. Gasper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Gary Gentry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentry strikes out. One out. Rod Gasper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gasper hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Hickman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Garrett hits a fly ball into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0 for 1 in the game. Beckert hits a fly ball into center field. Gasper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clendenin scoops it up and throws to first, with Gentry covering, for the out. Two outs. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Davis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0 for 1 in the game. Hickman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Foy fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 1 in the game. Jones hits a fly ball into center field. Pepitone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin is 0 for 1 in the game. Clendenin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Popovich fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Swoboda hits a fly ball into left field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone is 0 for 1 in the game. Pepitone hits a fly ball into right field. Swoboda settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Popovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Popovich is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Popovich hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clendenin scoops it up and throws to first, with Gentry covering, for the out. Two outs. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 0-for-1 in the game. Hundley takes first base on ball 4. Ken Holtzman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holtzman is 0-for-1 in the game. Holtzman hits a pop-up towards short. Harrelson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy is 0-for-1 in the game. Foy strikes out. One out. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0-for-1 in the game. Grote hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0-for-1 in the game. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Popovich fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-2 in the game. Kessinger takes first base on ball 4. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0-for-2 in the game. Beckert hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Grote fields it and throws to first for the out. Kessinger moves to second. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams is hit by the pitch. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Davis hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 3-1, Cubs. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0-for-2 in the game. Hickman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Foy fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone is 0-for-2 in the game. Pepitone hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Clendenin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Tim Foley pinch hits for Gary Gentry. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rod Gasper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gasper is 0-for-1 in the game. Gasper hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Beckert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Garrett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Foley moves to second. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-2 in the game. Jones hits a line drive towards third. Popovich catches it and throws to second to double up Foley. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Mets 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Tug McGraw now pitching. Paul Popovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Popovich is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Popovich hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Clendenin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 0-for-1 in the game. with a walk. Hundley is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ken Holtzman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holtzman is 0 for 2 in the game. Holtzman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Joe Pepitone now playing first base. Cleo James now playing center field. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin is 0 for 2 in the game. Clendenin strikes out. One out. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Swoboda strikes out. Two outs. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy is 0 for 2 in the game. Foy is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Mets 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McGraw fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0 for 3 in the game. Beckert hits a pop-up towards short. Harrelson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Gasper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0 for 2 in the game. Grote hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 2 in the game. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Holtzman, and towards Kessinger, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Singleton pinch hits for Tug McGraw. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Mets 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Danny Frisella now pitching. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Davis strikes out. One out. Cleo James is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. James hits a ball on the ground towards third. Foy fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Pepitone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepitone is 0 for 3 in the game. Pepitone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Foy fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Rod Gasper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gasper is 0 for 2 in the game. Gasper is called out on strikes. One out. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Garrett is called out on strikes. Two outs. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 3 in the game. Jones hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin is 0 for 3 in the game. Clendenin hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's Cubs, 3, Mets, 3. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Swoboda hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy is 0-for-3 in the game. Foy hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hundley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Mets 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Paul Popovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Popovich is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Popovich hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hundley strikes out. Two outs. Willie Smith pinch hits for Ken Holtzman. Willie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a fly ball into center field. Gasper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Mets 3. The Mets will come to bat. Hoyt Wilhelm now pitching. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0-for-3 in the game. Grote hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Davis. Grote reaches second base with a double. Al Weiss pinch runs for Jerry Grote. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0-for-3 in the game. Harrelson bunts towards the mound. Wilhelm fields it and throws to first for the out. Weiss moves to third. One out. Art Shamsky pinch hits for Danny Frisella. Art Shamsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shamsky hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wilhelm fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Marshall pinch hits for Rod Gasper. Dave Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall takes first base on ball four. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Garrett hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 6, and Chicago Cubs, 3. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.